I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. It is not cheap to be sworn in as president. With just 10 days to go until George W. Bush officially begins his second term, the Presidential Inaugural Committee has been busy raising private contributions to pay for numerous balls and other festivities. The committee's goal is to raise $40 million for Inauguration Day 2005, making it the most expensive celebration for a presidential swearing in. Here to talk about this is Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale. And John, who's contributing all this money and why?
Well, so far the donations are close to $20 million, so they're about halfway to their goal. The money comes from many of the same people and companies who gave to George Bush's re-election campaign. Some individuals have given the maximum $250,000 donation. Carl Lindner, the owner of the Cincinnati Reds, is one. There's a longer list of corporations who've donated the same amount: Bank of America, United Parcel Service, and some lesser donations from Pepsi and Tyson.
And where does all the money go?
Well, all next week there are concerts, receptions, the 9 official black tie balls, other festivities. The inaugural committee says the corporate donations keep the celebrations affordable for the general public. But the level of inaugural spending is not without critics, who say traditionally the second inaugural of a president is usually smaller and cheaper than the first, and that's not so this time. The Center for Responsive Politics tracks the donations. Executive Director Larry Noble wonders whether a whole lot of inaugural hoopla next week might be a bit unseemly.
Given all of the problems around the world, given the tsunami victims, given the war in Iraq, there's a question of whether or not $40 million should go towards an inauguration. And then there's another question which comes up each inauguration, which is whether or not we should have a public event like an inauguration funded by private donors who are really doing this to get cozy with the administration. This is another form of the old soft money.
Noble says that there have been proposals to pay for inaugurals totally from government money, but publicly financed inaugurations haven't caught on.
And are there limits to how much the donors can give?
Not officially. The inaugural committee sets an upper limit of $250,000 from any one corporation or individual. But this money comes in on top of a small set-aside from the government, usually about $3 or $4 million.
And the government pays for security, and I understand this year it is a lot this year.
Absolutely. Security officials won't say exactly how much they're spending, but the police presence will be all over Washington. Whole sections of the city will be blocked off, several hundred metal detectors. It all involves 50 different federal, state, and local police agencies. So that's one of the stories we're following here at Marketplace. Also, later today, we're taking a look at how some smaller cities are fighting to stay on the airline map, even as financially strapped carriers stop serving them.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.